Good morning. Today is May the 25th, 2026. Today is Memorial Day. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you will, this morning, open your Bibles to the Gospel of John, John chapter 15, and we'd like to share just a few verses with you, beginning in verse number 12. The text reads, "This is my commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friend." And Jesus continues in verse 14, "You are my friends if you do what I command you." May God bless this morning the reading of His Word. Beloved, this morning on this Memorial Day, this Monday morning, I want to look back this morning and just give reflection and give blessings and grace to those who serve for our country and those who protect our great land, this United States of America. You know, in our hearts today, many times we stop and look at the things that are going on in our great nation and we wonder where God is in all of it. We wonder also, how do leaders and how do those who make the laws and the rules and the regulations within our land, how do they continue to do the things that they do and make the decisions that they make without involving God in, first of all, every decision that's rendered? Beloved, Jesus gives us these words in these three verses. "This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you." You know, I stop and think this morning as I had prayer before I began this message. I asked the Lord God to show me how great a love, God, that you have shown us, and how great of love, God, that we must, Father, this day and each day of our life, show love towards one another today in this lost, in this dark, in this chaotic world that we live in today. You know, around this nation and around the world today, we have Americans that we're so proud of, that we're so thankful for, that are fighting and they're continuing to maintain their freedom across this land and across this nation. Truly, within each and every one of us, there's a great pride that wells up every time we see an American flag hung outside the porch of a home, or whether we see that raised up as we travel by one of the government buildings, or anywhere that we may go in our areas of travel each day and see that great American flag, that flag that stands for freedom. You know, we know today in our hearts, just as Christ has shown us, that there is nothing free about freedom, beloved. Freedom has a great, great cost, and we know that many, many men and many women have given their complete lives, have fallen in the line of duty. And today I want to reflect on that, and I want to reflect on these verses that Jesus gives us, as surely Jesus laid down His precious life so that you and I today may have life everlasting. Jesus says in verse number 12, "This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you." What a powerful statement, what a powerful verse, what a powerful truth, beloved, that we have today that we can hold, knowing how great of love we must love one another as we live our lives each day. You know, I see people just as you would in traffic, or maybe in a vehicle near me as I travel into work or wherever I may be going, or maybe even those around us, our coworkers at our workplace. And I look at them sometimes and just wonder, how can they go through their lives without Christ? And how can they continue to do the things that they do? The impatience that I notice so frequently as I wait at a traffic signal, waiting for the light to change, and someone near someone else may blow a horn at them, or do something, or make a gesture of some sort to tell them to move on, don't wait. I know so clearly that Jesus many times stays disappointed at us as a nation, and many times as us as God's people. You know, it says in verse 13, it says, "Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends." Beloved, on this Memorial Day, I think about all those brave American men and women that have laid down their lives over the many countless decades for the freedom in our lands. I reflect back to these verses as I think of these men and women that gave their life for the freedoms that we appreciate and we enjoy in our lands this day. You know, verse 14, Jesus says, "You are my friends if you do what I command you." I want to ask you a question today that the Lord posed to me through the prayer and through the power of the Holy Spirit as I prayed before this broadcast. Jesus says that you are my friends if you do what I command you. You know, He commands us to love one another. He commands us to love our brother. Beloved, is that of Jesus Christ and His love, His great love that He showed us on the cross of Calvary. A love where He sacrificed all that He had. The Heavenly Father gave His only begotten Son so that you and I today could have that freedom from sin, that freedom of eternal life, that freedom of peace, and that freedom of joy that today we enjoy as those as children of God. I would ask you this morning, if you would, to bow your heads with me. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Let's just seek the Lord today for insight and understanding. Father, today we come before you in Jesus' precious and his holy name. And Father, we're so thankful, God, today for just waking us up this morning, God. We're thankful, Father, today that you give us this opportunity to share again with these precious people that listen. We'd ask you, God, on this Memorial Day Monday, God, that you would just put your arms around those that are fighting for the freedoms in our land today on foreign soils. God, we just ask you to bless those veterans and all those that are currently serving on active duty, God, for our precious United States of America. God, I would ask your blessings to be upon our nation. Lord, not because of anything that we righteously deserve or not because of any kind duty or any kind deed, God, that we have always done. But God, what I declare that, Father, today, or through your mercy and through your grace, may you just bless this precious land. Father, I just pray today for the safe return, and I pray for the safety today on those in active duty, Father, that are fighting on foreign soils for our United States of America, this precious land we call home. God, I would ask you to just keep your arms around them. I'd ask you, God, to just protect them. May they return safely to their family when that day comes. God, may you bless them. God, may you bless us as a people in this nation. Lord, there's no greater need that this land has today, Lord, than to have revival within our own hearts. The revival of the people, Father, into a way and a will that would bring glory and praise and honor back into your precious name, God. Oh, Father, we thank you for your mercies upon our land. Oh, God, when decisions are made without you, Father, in our governments, and, oh, God, whenever things take place that we know, God, are outside of your will, oh, God, we think of abortion and we think of the many abominations, God, that we pose against you, Father, in the laws of our land. God, I ask for forgiveness of our nation this day. Father, I ask forgiveness of my own heart today that you would just forgive, Father. You would just allow us to have understanding as a nation, God, as brothers and sisters in Christ, so that we may be strong and we may be steadfast, Father, to do what you've called us to do each day. Lord, not because of Memorial Day, not because of a precious Monday, God, but because, God, that would be our will and our desire each day in our hearts and our lives. God, I pray a special, special prayer for those today that we know that are going through the loss of loved ones, God. Father, we pray a special prayer for those today, God, that we know are walking on the very edge of life. Father, we pray for each and every listener today and as listens to this broadcast. We pray you would bless them. We pray you would encourage them. Pray God would honor your word within them, God, today. And this day ends, God, may we understand as verse 13 has declared to us, Father, through your precious Son's words. Let us understand there is no greater love than this, that one that would lay down his life for his friends. God, may we look around us today. God, may we look around our lives each and every day that we live and know, God, how great a friend we have in Jesus, as he surely has gave his ultimate sacrifice so that we today as God's people can have that freedom, can have that hope, and can have that promise of eternal life through him. Father, today we come and we pray in that name that truly is above all names. Today, Father, we come and pray in the precious name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.